In the readings today, there is a bit of a theme of division. St. Paul talks about the fact that we are light, but we used to be darkness. Jesus tells us that if we are not with him, we are against him. If we don't gather with him, we scatter. He tells us that any house divided against itself is going to fall. And so we see those things and we have to ask ourselves, are we a house divided? Obviously, in the context in which our Lord was speaking, he's speaking about the devil. If Satan is divided against himself, his house is going to fall. But again, listen to what St. Paul says about you and me. He said, you are light. He said, you used to be darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Not that you're just in the light, you are light in the Lord. Are we living that way? Then becomes the great question. That's why St. Paul then goes through all of those various points that he makes about things that should have absolutely nothing to do with our lives. Because these are the works of darkness that we have supposedly at least rejected. We have to ask ourselves, are we actually rejecting them? So St. Paul talks about the fact that of fornication, which obviously is a problem, but we have an even bigger problem today, and that's pornography. It used to be that you, at least if you wanted to look at that trash, you had to go to some disgusting store and take the risk that somebody might actually see you walking in. Now, with those blasted telephones, all you have to do is turn the stupid thing on and look at all the filth that you want. It's a horrible problem, but boy, aren't those stupid phones just a great thing for everybody? No. St. Paul talks about the fact that we shouldn't be even talking about obscenity and filthiness and all these different things, and he uses the word scurrility. I just wanted to make sure that I knew certainly what that word was. And so I have two different word processing programs, so I looked up on one in the thesaurus, they didn't even have a suggestion. I looked at the other one, they only had one suggestion. And so the synonym for scurrility is Billingsgate. Like, really? Never even heard the word. So anyone who is guilty of Billingsgate has to stop right now. Okay? So what is it? It's abusiveness, it's nastiness, it's the way that we treat people that isn't proper. That's what he's getting at, and the way that we talk about people. And we live in a society that, again, has given itself over completely to darkness. And what happens is that we keep trying to find a way to somehow or another get along with society, to fit in with people who aren't walking in the light. It isn't going to work, because otherwise we show ourselves to be hypocrites. And it doesn't work. When our Lord talks about Satan being divided against himself, one of the tricks of the devil you have to remember is that he doesn't make himself look like an enemy. And if the devil showed up looking and sounding like a fire-breathing dragon, we would tell him to get lost. Instead, the devil shows up and he tells us that he's our friend. And he talks in a real nice voice. And he offers us whatever it is that we want. And we fall prey to him over and over and over again. Because somehow or another we buy the lie that he is really our friend. Because he offers us, as I said, what we want. Not what's best, what we want. That becomes a huge problem. Because what we want is what we like, but it's not always what's best for us. Can you just listen again what St. Paul said? He talks about greed, which is idolatry. Well, welcome to America. I need more. I need something bigger. I need something more expensive. I need something new. I need. The last Mass I did that, and there was a baby who repeated it. I. It's pretty cute. But isn't that the way that we are? It's all about me. That's not what we're supposed to be about. If we are light in the Lord, it should be about Him, not about us. And so we have to ask ourselves, quite honestly, do I really want to get rid of my sins? That's what it really comes down to. Because again, the devil knows where our weaknesses are, and if he's going to offer us what he wants, what we want, he's going to offer right into our weakness. So what are the areas of sin? That's what he's going to keep coming right back to. And so we have to realize that if we're truly going to live, as St. Paul speaks about, as children of the light, there's only one way to do that, and that is prayer. We have to be able to acknowledge our own weakness. That with regard to our sins that we keep doing over and over and over again, either we really like them or we're too weak to get rid of them. And if we keep falling because we're weak, then we have to learn to be dependent on God. We have to pray. We have to ask for the grace. We have our part to do. We have to fight. We have to try to do our part. But the rest is dependent on God. But how often do we really turn to Him? How much do we really ask for His help? Again, do we really want to walk as children of the light? That's the real question. Now, we want to somehow or another think that this stuff with regard to the devil really isn't that big a deal. It's a huge deal. It's not that anybody here is possessed, but rather what we do is when we sin, we open the door to Satan and we give him certain power and authority in our lives. The devil lives in the wounds, and so how many places have we been wounded? How many places where have we wounded our own self through our own sins? And that's where they live. And that's why they keep coming back, because they have a vested interest in this. If we grow in virtue, if we really want to get rid of the sin, the demon has to leave. So he wants to convince us to keep sinning so that he gets to stay. We need to tell him he's a loser and he needs to get out. But we need also to be careful not to fall prey to something that the Italians have fallen prey to. If you know somebody who's Italian, I'm not speaking out of school because that's me, they wear this thing, some of them, that's a little horn, looks like a carrot, but they'll wear this like a necklace. The horn is stronger than the eye. So in other words, they're wearing the evil horn to protect themselves from an evil eye curse. In other words, they're calling on a bigger demon to protect them from a smaller one. How brilliant is that? The devil's laughing all the way home. Don't call on Satan to be able to protect you from something else. We need to learn to turn to God. We need to learn to be children of the Lord. That's what the Lord is talking about. Otherwise, we're a house divided. But again, you notice in all of those things that we heard, there wasn't an in-between in any of them. It's darkness and it's light. It's gathering or it's scattering. It's you're with me or you're against me. There wasn't an in-between. It's like, well, you know, you're kind of getting a little bit of light. Isn't that nice? You know, you're kind of helping a little bit. No, it's one or the other. We have to stop living the hypocrisy of trying to say that we're children of the light, but we keep trying to make friends with the darkness. We have to be serious about this. So in the spirit of Lent, it's a great opportunity to really look seriously at these things and ask ourselves, do we really want to get rid of this stuff? Do we really want to live as children of the light? It's to choose Jesus Christ. That's what we've all done at least sorta. We need to be serious about it. We need to say, I am going to live my life for Christ, period. And therefore, I need to reject the things that are going to lead me away from him. I need to reject the things that are going to cause division within my own soul. Because if I'm a house divided, I'm going to fall. And so we just need to learn to keep the focus where it belongs. That's hard. And especially in a society like ours, we've got all this stuff coming at us from all different angles. And we can feel so justified in all the garbage. It's a great lesson I learned once when I was in the seminary. I was pretty angry back then. I remember going to prayer one day, and I sat down before the Blessed Sacrament, and it was just, look at what they're doing here, and look at what the bishop did there, and look at what this priest did over there, and look at what's going on at this parish. Look at, and the Lord basically pulled me up short and said, you know, you can look at all that stuff, and it's all true. It's not your responsibility to do anything about it. But you can look at all that, and you can be angry. Or you can look at me. Like, bingo. Just look at Jesus. He's got the whole thing under control. We need to acknowledge the evil that's there. We don't need to get caught up in it. We don't need to let the devil work his way in so that we get angry about it. We don't need to allow all of the hatred and all the division and all the stuff. No, we need to reject all of that. So again, acknowledge it, but don't get caught up in it. Keep the focus on the Lord. If we do that, we can be at peace. Then we're not a house divided. But otherwise, we're saying that we want to be with the Lord, but the devil's got us on the other side. And of course, giving us all the excuses, you know, well, my anger is righteous and all this sort of nonsense. It's like, no, it's not. So we need to be able to quit making excuses. We need to quit trying to make friends with something that's sinful. We need to quit trying to find a middle ground where there isn't one. And we need to make a choice. It is darkness or it's light. It's you're with the Lord or you're against him. You gather with him or you scatter. It's Jesus or it's Satan. There isn't an in-between. That's the part we need to recognize, and we need to choose to serve the Lord. It seems pretty obvious, but we know it's not so simple because we all live this every day and we're not always doing such a great job at it because the devil has a lot of power and because we're very, very weak and we're very sinful people. And so we need to say, no, I don't want to be doing these things. Then we need to turn to God in prayer because, again, that's the only way this is going to work. We are way too weak to do it ourselves. If we weren't, this would have been out of our lives years ago. So we need to recognize the dependence on God. We need to pray and we need to trust in the Lord and his grace and mercy so that we can overcome this stuff. And then we need to choose to live our lives for Christ, to live as children of the light. That's exactly what our Lord told us at the end of the gospel. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Not just hear it, keep it. So don't be a house divided. Be a house united. The house is built on the rock, and the rock is Christ. Then when the temptations come, the winds blow, the rains come, the house isn't going to fall down. It's built on rock. But if it's built on anything else, it's sand. I can do this myself? Huh, that's even less than sand. The least little thing comes along and down we go. So only when we are founded on Jesus Christ, only when we're living our lives truly for the Lord, will we be able to do this. That's what we're being asked to do, to look seriously at the things within ourselves, to look at where we are a house divided, and to make that choice. It's either for or against the Lord. That's the choice every one of us has to make. As I said earlier, look at what's in the readings today. There is no in-between. It's one side or the other. Therefore, it is necessary for us to understand we must choose and live the Lord Jesus Christ.